are here to talk about redevelopments of Redevco. This time we're talking about two major projects in the city of Paris. Maybe Cécile, you can introduce them.
For sure. Yeah. So these two projects, one is located in the Boulevard Haussmann, just where we are today in this, in this building. This is a redevelopment of the retail part. And the second one is in Rue de Rivoli, so the redevelopment of the whole building with a 13,000 square meter.
Yeah,
of the
building.
Yeah. For Boulevard Haussmann, if we can start with this one, this is 7,000 square meter of retail to be redeveloped. And we have a really big constraint in this redevelopment because according to the urbanistic law, we can't create or destroy any retail square meter. Meaning that the level of square meter we have today for retail has to be exactly the same.
It remains the same.
Meaning that, for example, we are four levels of retail to redevelop from the first basement to the second floor. And we imagine that the second floor could be redeveloped as offices, for example, which make a lot of sense in this building, but we are not allowed to. So we have to be really creative. Because it's not easy to attract consumers really higher in the levels.
And so is retail, the definition of retail, is it really strict?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, okay.
We could not be so creative.
No, exactly.
But we have to think about this. But what is also interesting is in this redevelopment is that we have to redevelop only the retail part.
Yeah.
But we are lucky to have already a mixed use that already exists in the building because we are here in the office part.
Yeah.
We have also the parking part. And we try to imagine how all these uses could work together and how we can change a little bit the mindset of how we are viewing this building and to create a community around this. So,
yeah, and just we have done a couple of projects in Lille and in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
We have probably learned some lessons, and then we can take these lessons to this project. Or does it help?
Yes, it helped a lot. It the what we learn from the lesson I've learned anyway, but there is a lot. It's that at the really beginning of the project, you should think of the building in this whole globality.
So the entire building.
Exactly.
So not this is the retail floor, what do we do there? This
exactly.
is the office floor, what do we do there? No, it's the total concept from the beginning.
To be reinvent.
Yeah.
For example, in Boulevard Haussmann, we are just concerned of the redevelopment of the retail park.
Yeah.
But right now, we are thinking to reinvent also a part of the office, also a part of the parking, because we know that the parking in Paris, cars are not very useful anymore.
No,
So we are working now with our partner in order to reinvent the parking, maybe not today or tomorrow, but the day of
the
tomorrow
future,
and the future. But it's very important. It's the role of Redevco to anticipate all these trends of the city.
Yeah, because for instance, here I still see cars. The street is still open for the cars, but in Rue Rivoli,
it's not anymore.
Pedestrian zone. Yeah. So you need to be smart about your use of space.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the city of Paris is thinking to forget cars in Boulevard Haussmann soon. So we really have to think about it.
Yeah. For you, a lesson learned in the projects that you've done?
Yes, well, I think one of the main lessons learned is really to be agile and to change the mindset, meaning that we need to envision all our partners and sometimes the first plan is clearly not what will be the last
plan. Result. No.
So we have really to change our mindset and our view depending of how the market evolves because a project is during between 3 to 10 years. And during this time, the market changes, the consumers' behaviors change also. So sometimes the first page we designed at the beginning is totally not
what
the one
it will
that
be.
We will be.
Yeah, it would be nice to, when this project project is finished to go back to your original plan and see what has changed. All right. Well, thank you for explaining a little bit about new projects and lessons learned.